feel about this ended up for you?
I feel pretty good, man. You know, it's good when you go to a team that wants you, you know, wants to play for you. I mean, want you to play for them. You know, I'll be here and, you know, in the rotating in and trying to help the team. So I'm happy. My family's happy about it. And
What do you do best? How would you describe yourself as a
player? You know, I use my strength. You know, I'm obviously it's my sixth year going into the league, and I'm using my experience. And that's going to be quite an advantage for me, helping these young boys. And I didn't know that I was the oldest in the D-line until I started looking around. And, you know, and that's the first time in my career. And I got to step up and be a leader there in the D-line room, not just vocally, but, you know, as far as helping the young boys out.
Do you think you can step in right away and contribute, or is that the expectation for you as well coming in?
Both. I see as, you know, it's just a matter of timing right now. I got to get in the playbook. And, you know, obviously I've played in the league, like I say, a sixth year right now. And it's nothing new to me standing on the, if it's over the center, over the guard, over the tackle. And being as a contributor right now, and like I said, it's a matter of time, just learning the playbook and learning the plays. It's just go out there and play fast.
You said one of the things I like about you is your versatility in a scheme, you know, you play 4-3 and 3-4. Do you feel more comfortable in the 4-3, or do you have a preference?
Not really. Right now, I've played in Washington at a 3-4, and also in Chicago all 4 years. Right. Right now, whatever they want me to play nose, 3 or 5. I'm mostly at nose and 3 right now. So I'm you know, I'm going out there and just doing my thing and help out the team.
In Washington, were you mainly nose, or did you play?
Oh, no.
I mean,
Washington, I was mostly in the end. Yeah. So on the 3, and then when we go sub, which is nickel, I play both 3 and nose.
So the Polynesian community is tight in the NFL. Any relationship with Danny Shelton in the past?
Yeah, I mean, we Pac-12. You know, I went to Oregon State, and so I watched Danny up when he was in college a little bit, and we sort of text each other before I came here. So yeah, Polynesian always stay close.
Got quite a tag team in the middle of that line.
Yeah,
that,
they'll be fun, man. Yeah.
You had that big year in Chicago, and then went to Washington.
Yeah.
Why do you think it didn't work out?
Obviously you got to give an opportunity. You know, you got to get an opportunity to play. I just felt like they, I never get the chance to play. You know, I don't know what if it was. You know, I went out there and they saw my tape when I was in Chicago. Obviously, they're not gonna, you know, sign me there for you know, any other reason. But when I went there, you know, they never gave me opportunity to play. You know, I was there 8-11 plays a game, and you know, obviously when you don't get that much, you don't produce. So you know, obviously I got hurt, and I'm now fully healthy, play all preseason, didn't practice, I didn't miss any practice. So you know, Cleveland gave me a chance to redeem myself. So I'm here, got a little chip on my shoulder, and I'm out here help this team out.
So when you tweeted, you know, one man's trash and one man's treasure, I mean, do you feel like you're still that guy who had that good season with the Bears a couple
years
ago?
Yes, yes. You know, I was that guy in Washington. You know, I you know, if you pull up my tape in training camp, I told those guys over the media over there, I've never felt, you know, this is the best shape of my career. I gained weight to be up, you know, at 305 right now. And, you know, obviously my conditioning is good, you know, and obviously get off the ball and use my strength. And I've shown it on tape in training. It was just not good enough for them. So I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, you know. And, you know, obviously I'm a Brown now, so pass is a pass. And I'm a treasure to this team, so I got to come out and perform.
You've got a lot of experience now. Transitioning to a new team. What have you learned about transitioning to a new team? What do you bring with you this time, that as far as how you adjust?
I mean, the thing I notice is when it goes from team to other teams, that, you know, you, there's the same thing. You still gotta, you put down, put your hand down the line over the center, over the guard. There's might a little bit tweaks there, and you know, but as far as the locker room, you know, locker room is good. You know, you just still gotta adapt to the youth here, You know, I'm one of the oldest guys here, and that's the first. And other than that, you just got to come out here and you got to do, I got to do the best job when I get step on the field. Because at the end of the day, it's all about productions, and that's what they're looking for, and that's what I need to show up with.
If a new guy came in right now, signed from another team,
yeah,
he asked you for your advice on adjusting, what would you tell him?
You just got to be on that playbook, because mostly it's mentally. I mean, everyone, there's a reason why we all got into the league. You know, obviously you got the talent, but mentally, as far as, you know, a different team, a different playbook, different plays, different coaches, different technique that you're playing. But when you get that down, you know, in that, especially for me, now is just 1 week that I got to prepare for Philadelphia. And so I got to put all my focus on that.
You mentioned opportunity. Is that one of the things that kind of appeals to you about the situation too? That, I mean, things are pretty wide open right now on that line.
Yeah, I mean, we rotate a lot here. And, you know, I come in and, you know, I just got to go out there and, you know, take it to Philly and, you know, using, you know, obviously our plays and playbook. But like I say, you know, it's competition, mate, you know, brings the best out of you. And whether it's a young guy or sixth year, you know, or 10th year. And that's what I learned in Washington, you know, go out there, no matter how good you are, you still got to compete. So